Houston standing by, over.
Jeremy and Joe continues now
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
He's Joe, I'm Jeremy. NBA trade rumor 10 on Twitter says Kobe, he actually misspelled Kobe, his name too. It said Colby White to Houston, gaining serious traction. Can we trust this website? Can we trust this Twitter handle? At NBA trade rumor 10. Report Colby White to Houston.
Probably not, because they misspelled it.
Colby White. Less than 4,000 followers.
But I have seen other people tweet it, too.
Yeah. Trade in line coming up. See if the Rockets doing. They were linked to Andre Drummond yesterday. That was funny.
I missed that.
Yeah, linked to Andre Drummond. Yep.
I guess. I mean, he used to be a rebound machine.
Yeah, he's probably going to still get some boards. Still very big human being. Anyways, we'll see what happens with the Rockets. 713-780-3776. Let's go out to the HRP listener line. Philip, as we promised, and we're men of our words. What you got?
Hey,
CJ Stroud, what's up?
Well, just think about Stroud contingency plans. And one thing I don't think I've heard very many people talk about is when Nick Caley came here with his offense, it was kind of square peg, round hole possible situation, because he came here and Stroud and Davis Mills were the guys here already. So how about as a contingency plan with all these extra picks we've got, whether it's we draft a guy, if they're there, which is a bad year for quarterback, I get it. But let's say, for example, Matt Ryan decides the Michael Penix, Kirk Cousins distraction is not worth it, and he wants to jettison Penix for a third or fourth. He's willing to take it just to get him out of the building. And you see that, and Nick Caley's looking at him and thinking, okay, well, that's a good fit for my system. I think I can work with that with his attributes. Or maybe it's somebody like Stetson Bennett, who's been in camp with the Rams for several years and has been exposed to a lot of what the Rams do, and you're giving up a sixth-rounder for Stetson Bennett. Just thinking in terms of somebody that you could put behind Davis Mills as a potential third string, or maybe even replace Mills if you get a good enough offer. But Mills has 1 year left on his deal, so at some point you're going to need a Mills replacement probably, unless he's willing to just, you know, have some loyalty and stick around for reasonable money. And so I think it's worth the cost, depending on the player and the talent potential and what it's going to cost you. You know, granted, a Michael Penix is going to cost more than a Stetson Bennett, but give Nick Caley an opportunity to find a guy who maybe he thinks can fit his system that isn't necessarily a direct this year conflict with Stroud starting, but maybe a year or 2 years later, if we have to jettison Stroud, might be a possible solution for that starting job, as opposed to just maybe a career backup type to develop, like a lot of the guys they picked up in the last year or two, Montez, whatever his name is, and the other guy, that sixth, seventh round types that you're really just kind of hoping to get lucky with. And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Stetson Bennett will be collecting AARP in 2 years.
Yeah, I don't have much hope for him. I don't hate the idea. I don't know if I like it for this offseason necessarily, but like, because I don't think the Penix, I feel like he's going to get this year in Atlanta, right? I mean, I know Matt Ryan didn't give him a, he said there would be conversations around Michael Penix.
Phillip's point, I like. I didn't like the names he mentioned,
yeah,
but that really wasn't his point. His point was just more contingency plan for CJ. I think I'm with you. I think I know what you're going to say, that this probably isn't the year that for the contingency.
I feel like next year
is more next year.
Yeah.
Now, that said, if opportunity comes a-knocking, you better answer the door. You better answer the door. Now, I don't think it's realistic. I don't think it's going to happen. But, you know, like the Viper, you got to be ready to strike.
What would you do if the Vikings called you?
For McCarthy? Instead, I'm not like, a McCarthy fan.
It's like, we're giving up on JJ.
Cool. I understand why.
Agreed.
Yeah. I can see why you would do that.
Because it kind of feels like they might this offseason.
They should.
Yeah, it does feel
like,
that way.
Like,
I mean, I think that's why they fired their GM.
I think so, too. Like I really wouldn't be shocked if like Cousins or Rodgers is their quarterback next year.
Yeah. I personally, to Phillip's point, like for me, it would have to be a young quarterback. I don't think Mills is that guy, but I don't think you're going to find a better backup than Mills. So I think you're kind of stuck right now. I think contingency probably comes into play more next year. Now, if you fall in love with like some rookie in the draft and you want to draft them in the fifth round, cool, bring them in. Like, see what he's got. Fifth round draft pick. Who cares?
It's so interesting just like who those guys could even be.
Right.
Because I was listening to some stuff today that people think like Chambliss is going to win. And he's going to be back at LSU, I mean, at Ole Miss next year. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't even know, like, in this draft class, like.
Well, it'd be some no-namer. I mean, look, Brock Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant.
No,
like,
you're right.
Like, people always want to bring up the Brady conversation. Like, well, Brady was a six-rounder. And yes, you're right. He was a six-rounder. The chances of you drafting the greatest quarterback resume of all time in the sixth round is very low. Just like drafting a quarterback who's going to start football games for you in the seventh round is very low. But there's a way better chance of finding a Brock Purdy than there is a Tom Brady, right? Mm-hmm. Like, finding an undersized, scrappy quarterback that can start some games for you at the quarterback position, very unlikely. But is it worth a flyer in the seventh round? Sure. If you find some Ivy Leaguer, you know, some dude at like North Dakota State.
Diego Pavia, come on down.
I like that you said Ivy Leaguer and then went to North Dakota.
Why would not? I wouldn't say it was an Ivy League school.
Well, you said Ivy League and then you went to North Dakota. Well,
I know that North Dakota is not an Ivy League. I'm just saying like schools like that, of that ilk.
Carson Beck.
I think I actually read something where one of the quarterbacks at the Senior Bowl, I think, was from North Dakota State.
Oh, okay.
That, like, apparently shined, but he was, like,
I think I'd be willing to take that flyer a little bit higher than even the seventh round. Like, I think as early as the fifth, I'd take that flyer.
Yeah, that's fine.
And it does track with, like,
maybe it's Jeff Driscoll.
If that happens in the draft this year where they take a quarterback, there's going to be a huge overreaction to it. When you look at, like, the history of Nick Caserio, how many years did they take a quarterback with Tom Brady?
Almost,
like,
every year.
Yeah, at worst, every other year.
Garoppolo was a second?
Second round pick,
Like, they would take guys all the time. So, like, I think it's more the Mills replacement than it is anything else, but because it's probably not Graham Mertz as the guy who replaces.
Oh, that's what I meant. I said Driscoll. I meant Mertz. My bad.
I'd prefer Driscoll over Mertz.
They like Mertz leadership.
Do that?
No, for real, they do.
Really?
Yeah, for real.
I don't know.
That was one of the reasons they drafted Florida. Him.
Wasn't good.
Did you watch that SEC Netflix show? Yeah. Like, everybody raves about his leadership. No, I'm being legit. I'm not being facetious.
Cole Payton is the quarterback from North Dakota State.
So it was North Dakota State.
Yes.
Okay, I wasn't 100% confident it was North Dakota State. That's why I pulled North Dakota State, because I saw like a very, you know, what would we call that? I don't even know if that's not D2. They're in the FCS. Mm-hmm. Like, some little school, like, had a quarterback who shined in the Senior Bowl. Then I thought it was North Dakota State. There you go.
Klubnik.
Yeah, see, it has to be somebody they like. And we're not talking about a guy who can be a starter.
No,
we're talking about
a
flyer. We're talking about a shot in the dark.
Klubnik, to me, feels like a flyer at this point.
Sure, of course he does. Of course he does. But to Phillip's point, I think the contingency plan really is next year.
Yeah,
and like, even though Caserio and the Patriots always drafted rookie quarterbacks, I think their quarterback room is full.
Yeah.
Like, Mills is under contract for a year. Again, I think they liked Mertz. They liked Mertz enough to draft him, you know? Like, did he show you in a year that he shouldn't be on your team? Maybe he did. Mm-hmm. Maybe he did. If they like Mertz, I don't see him drafting a QB, even in the late rounds. Maybe like a practice squad guy. You didn't keep him on the 53, but you have him on the 90. Et cetera, et cetera. So Space City Kev asked the question going to break that I wanted to get to. Just curious, what would be your time limitation to move on? What does that look like if he has another terrible season? Do you not pick up the fifth-year option? The fifth-year option is this year. Mm-hmm. You have to make the determination going into his fourth year. So the fifth-year option has to be determined this offseason, which I think is academic. I believe that the Houston Texans, unless they extend him, will be picking up his fifth-year option. To me, the time limitation's after next season. To me, that's going to be the line of demarcation. Because you can still get – I mean, you can move them pretty easily with that fifth-year rookie option. That's not very expensive. You can move off of that pretty easily. You're not like – you know, no team's going to be like, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to trade for that. Like, that's a movable contract. So, to me, next year is the make or break.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Like, it's not even a question about the fifth-year option because you don't have a plan in place, a quarterback. Davis Mills is not a plan. CJ has played well enough to get the fifth-year option. Like, I don't think there's any disputing that. Contract, no. But if he doesn't play well this year, like, yeah, you can move on. Like, I don't think you have to let him play the fifth year as a Houston Texan. Like, you can move him for a third or fourth-round pick after next season, and hopefully you're making the right decision and you're not the Jets with Sam Darnold. But, like, I got no problem with that. Like, if the play is not good, that you can be done with the Stroud era after four seasons.
No, I think it could be in play. And maybe he just plays like decent enough, but like not where you love him and you're ready to move on, where you can do like kind of the Lions-Rams trade.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's CJ Stroud, a couple of firsts for a veteran quarterback that's kind of fallen out of flavor somewhere else, or once out. Like, he just wants to go somewhere else.
Honestly, if the Lions don't make the playoffs this year, it could just be Goff.
That to me is the I know.
That like Goff could be the guy.
That to me is the optimal situation.
Yeah.
Is that Stroud still does carry some value, even though you think you need to move on to where you can attach him to some draft picks to level up at the position.
Yeah.
To me, that's optimal.
Like Burrow, Goff.
Yeah, maybe Burrow's like too far-fetched.
Probably. But like if things go bad again this year, like you never know, honestly, because it's Cincinnati and they're a mess.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Carson Palmer was telling him before he got drafted there to pull some weight around and don't get drafted by the Bengals. So like there are guys that could be an option after this season that
Jalen
you could be looking
at. Jalen Hurts wants to move back home. You know, there's. I mean, who knows, Lamar? Where you're going to be into? Lamar's, he hates Jesse Minter. Like, yeah, I mean, the things happen in years.
I mean, his offensive coordinator is 6 months younger than him, so he might not like that.
Dak Prescott wants to go to a winner.
That'd be nice.
Like, could Dak Prescott be the next Matthew Stafford? Where Matthew Stafford's putting up all these numbers in Detroit, but never winning games because the Lions are terrible. Could Dak be the next Stafford?
Mm-hmm.
Is that far-fetched?
I don't think
so. Is that crazy? Cowboy fans are like, yeah, that's crazy. He's not a winner.
I mean, Lions fans might have said the same thing.
Right, they probably did. 713-780-ESPN. Back to the HRMP listener line. Keith, you're in with Jeremy and Joe. What's going on, Keith?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Jeremy, you just mentioned, you know, maybe get a starter that's fallen out of favor with his team. And I think there's a perfect fit for the Nick Haley offense. I think you don't pick up the C.J. Stroud fifth-year option, and you trade him in a package to the Arizona Cardinals and pick up Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray's contract is only $20 million or so a year for the next couple of years. So you only have to pay Kyler $20 or so for the next couple of years, and then you have to worry about a big payday or so 3 years down the line. You avoid the CJ contract talk. You get Kyler, who's looking to prove
it. Yeah, go ahead and hang up on Keith. Keith, mid-call ejection. Go ahead, hit him with a mid-call ejection.
You are
BS flag, mid-call
here.
Ejection. Out of here, Keith. He said Kyler's only going to make, what, $20, $25 million? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
I was fact-checking that, too. There's no
over
way
the cap has Kyler Murray next year for a cap number of 52.6.
Yeah. You have to look at cap number, not base salary.
I'm seeing the cap hit on Kyler in next year as 52.
Yes. Yeah. His base salary next year is 22.8, but his cap hit is 52 million.
Now, you can't, after that, he does have no non-guaranteed dollars, but his cap number in 27 is 43.5. In 28, it's 46.3.
Also, he
sucks.
So
you're off by more than 100%.
Yeah. He's also not good at football.
Boom. Out of here.
That's four.
I am curious what Kyler looks like.
Even if he was paid $20 million, I would have still ejected Keith for just saying.
Just the Kyler thing?
Just for trying. Let's bring in Kyler.
I am fascinated to see what Kyler can do with his next opportunity.
I just think if that was going to happen in a positive way for him, it wouldn't be in this offensive situation.
I don't think he's an offensive fit. I don't think he's a scheme fit.
I don't think he's
okay,
either.
Yeah, he gets with Sean McVay, Kevin O'Connell, cool. It ain't happening here.
Even with those guys, I don't think he's a fit for them.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, it would have to be with a better offensive mind than anyone in the Texans have on staff.
What do we know about Kyler Murray, though? He is the greatest
current
athlete walking planet. What do you mean I know that? It's not an opinion.
I mean, that's
it's
your take.
It's a fact. He is the only person actively in the world that has been drafted in two of the top three major professional sports. That's a fact, not an opinion.
It's a fact.
It's a fact.
It's sure.
Not even first round. Didn't he go top 10 in baseball?
He went top 10 in both drafts.
He is the greatest active athlete that exists on our planet. Fact, not opinion. 713-780-3776.
I love that's the only way to define how good an athlete is.
Junkies have some thoughts on the Stroud thing.
Junkie?
We'll get to the junkie. What's the plan? What's the plan for Stroud? Keith absolutely still wears, was it Bugle Boy jeans? Bugle Boy? How do you pronounce that?
Bugle Boy?
Brian, I think you wore these back in the day, didn't you?
I've heard of them, but I don't know if I wore them.
I'm not cool enough to know what that is. My bad. 713-780-ESPN. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, 97.9 HD2.
ESPN 97.5.
You're back with Jeremy and Joe, broadcasting live from inside the Huntington Bank Studios
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Keith puts ketchup on his tamales. We're not going to do this. Keith seems like the kind of kid who would remind the teacher that they forgot to give out homework. Yeah, we're not doing this. We're not going to bang on Keith. A loyal caller that tried to hornswoggle us with Kyler Murray's number.
Yeah.
Come on, Keith. How can you kick Keith on a call, but then be intrigued by Kyler Murray and love his athletic resume? I think that's Keith. You did, texting in.
No one ever said we were intrigued.
I said I was intrigued by his next stop. Yes. I do want to see him play quarterback again.
Not here.
Just don't want it to be for the team that I root for. I've also drafted him in a few best balls late because I think he will be starting football games somewhere next year.
How late is he going?
I think he's going like round 14.
Okay.
I think he's going like round 14.
Is he going in front of or behind Jacoby?
The quarterback, he's going in front of.
Okay.
He's going in front of Jacoby. The quarterback that's being selected after him? Malik Willis.
Mm, wow.
Well, actually, I kind of like Malik Willis this year, too.
Wow.
Because I feel like you're getting value on Kyler and Malik Willis because they're uncertain to be starters next year. But yeah. The moment they become starters, I think they're going to spike like 2 to 3 rounds.
Yeah.
And you're not drafting a lot of starters at that point anyway.
No, I'm drafting backup QBs. Yeah. They're not QB1 for me. They're flyers hoping for a big week, hopefully in the playoffs. You know, fantasy playoffs. Let's see where Kyler's going. I capped out on the one of these tournaments already.
At 20. I kind of wonder, like, if he's. I feel like, see, now with the hire they made,
25 QB, 25 ADP of 154.
I wonder, like, if Kyler Murray does end up somewhere else, and if Mike LaFleur just calls his brother and goes, "Is Malik Willis actually good at football?"
I guess it's round 13.
And Malik Willis just ends up as the quarterback for the Cardinals next year.
That'd be interesting.
Like, what do they do with Jacoby?
Backup.
He's not good.
Yeah, I don't think you don't have. He's fine, but you don't have Jacoby on your.
Malik Willis.
I don't know. He's played really well the last 2 years when he's played.
Yeah, but we're talking about what, 4 games total.
Yeah, but we've seen Jacoby Brissett for feels like close to a decade now. Like
Brissett,
you know,
could be better, but Malik Willis has a higher ceiling.
Sure, I'll concede that. Yeah,
and just because Jacoby Brissett is on your team, you're not hell bent to have him as your starter.
Yeah,
I just don't think Malik Willis is a high enough talent to automatically say he's starting over Jacoby.
Well, if you're bringing him in, he's gonna.
Yeah, no. I'm just saying I'm not willing to make that call. But
yeah, I think we're all kind of on the same page there.
Yeah.
Just because Murray got drafted top 10 doesn't make him the best athlete alive. Okay, name me another player who's been drafted in the top 10 in 2 professional sports that's actively a player. I'll wait.
He's waiting.
It's the greatest athlete walking planet Earth. Fact, not opinion. YouTuber says that Russell Wilson actually was drafted by both. Not in the first round, and either. Russell Wilson wasn't a first rounder.
Mm-hmm. No, he's third round.
Patrick Mahomes had been drafted in the Major League Baseball before attending Tech. Not in the first round. Not in the first round. Kyler Murray was a top 10 pick in both drafts. Nobody active, maybe ever, could do that. Bo Jackson was a late NFL draft pick because they didn't think he was going to play football.
Yeah, I don't think.
I don't think anybody has been a top 10 pick in 2 professional sports. Pretty sure.
Elway was.
I don't know if Elway was a first rounder in baseball.
I'm saying that with the inflection to.
And look, nobody thinks that Kyler Murray's a good quarterback.
I'm not sure.
We're not saying he's a good quarterback. We're not saying Kyler's a good quarterback. We're saying he's a great athlete and was the only athlete, I think, that was drafted in the top 10 in 2 different professional sports.
Yeah, I've got Elway as a second round pick by the Yankees.
That might be the closest. Okay. That might be the closest.
I wonder if he would have gone first round if they thought he was going to play.
Play only baseball?
Yeah.
I don't know how good of a baseball player he was.
Yeah,
Bo Jackson would have. Yeah, Bo Jackson would have. If they knew that he was going to play both, he would have.
Yeah, and Deion was a sixth round pick.
In baseball?
Yeah.
Not football. That's dumb.
Oh, he's a first round pick in football.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's see.
You can say all you want about Kyler Murray, and you're right about most of it, but Kyler Murray, the only, probably, player picked in the top 10 in 2 professional sports.
Maybe 3 professional sports, esports. We could throw a third one in for Kyler.
You would think it's a sport. Nobody else thinks that.
It's in the name, Jeremy.
Danny Ainge was a high school All-American in football, basketball, and baseball. Cool, that's high school. Was he drafted in the top 10 in 2 professional sports? Danny Ainge was a 2-sport athlete, though. Played baseball for the Blue Jays.
If times were different, I wonder what Iverson does in the NFL. Like, you go back and watch his high school tape.
I don't. He's probably overrating his football.
I know, but like, it looks so much like Michael.
Someone said Bo Jackson. Bo Jackson was like, what, a sixth round? I think Bo Jackson was a compensation draft guy. He wasn't a first rounder.
Yeah,
I remember watching the 30 for 30 on Bo.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything really comparable.
No, I think he's the only one. People are like, well, he did this in high school. People don't forget Dave Winfield drafted in three sports. Not top 10.
People are going to get mad at this one. I get it because I bring up the Cubs and Notre Dame all the time. I'm sorry. Where do you think Samardzija goes?
Oh, Bo Jackson was drafted number one in football.
Was he?
1986 first round draft pick. He just didn't play. He held out and said he was only going to play, and then they traded for him.
Oh. You think so?
Where did he go in the baseball draft?
Would Samardzija have been a first round pick in the NFL?
Second rounder in baseball, no.
No. He'd be like probably a second or third at best.
Yeah, I don't think he was that highly of a thought of as a football player. Pro, but not that high of a draft pick. I thought Bo didn't get drafted that high. I was wrong on that. My bad.
Throw a wrinkle into what we're using to designate the greatest athlete ever? According to Google's AI, Bo Jackson, the only player ever to be an all-star in both baseball and football.
Now, I say active.
Okay, you are
saying
active.
I do say active when I talk about Kyler Murray. Would I say that Kyler Murray's a better athlete than Bo Jackson? No, I would not.
Okay.
Not in their heyday. But I say active. And I say active by design.
You do say active.
And the reason I say active is because I think Bo Jackson was a better athlete. I think Deion was a better athlete. Mm-hmm. I think you can go back to some of the early Olympians that were better athletes. Even Secretariat was a better athlete.
Bringing horses into
the
this.
The only reason I said that, remember ESPN in the turn of the century?
Yes, they did.
They had their top 100 athletes. Right. The only reason I said that is because ESPN, when they had their top 100 athletes of the century, they had Secretariat.
I like.
How many sports was secretary?
They were like, I'm not gonna say that.
How do we feel about bowling as a sport?
It's not a sport.
Okay.
The Pete Weber guy.
Well, I think this is also Keith texting and saying Mookie Betts is a pro bowler.
Oh my gosh,
he does throw 300s.
He is really good at bowling. Do it on the golf course. See, this guy says you're high if you think he's a better athlete than Deion. I never said that. I say active. Deion's not active. He's not active.
He's not.
According to Google AI, Tom Glavine was drafted in the NHL.
Really?
I found the list. It has him as a second round MLB pick and a fourth round pick in the NHL.
That's up there.
Pretty good.
That's pretty up there.
Scott Burrell was drafted in the first round in baseball and basketball. I don't even know who that is.
Oh, Scott, didn't he play for the Phillies? I think that was an outfielder for.
He was the 20th pick of the 1993 NBA draft. Went to UConn, got drafted by Charlotte. Baseball, he was a fifth rounder in 1990.
He played for the Phillies?
So he wasn't a first rounder. This guy lied to us. Boom, gone. Ejection. Sending us bad information. He was drafted by the Toronto Blue Jays in the fifth round of the 1990 Major League Baseball. Wonder if he was drafted out of high school. I doubt it. Ejection. Bad info. Although I did give some bad info on the ejection.
Yeah, but we can't eject you.
No.
I mean, we have before.
Y'all can eject me. I'll take my ejection on Friday or after 4:30 tomorrow.
Fine.
Russell Wilson. Somebody said Russell Wilson. He was not in the first round either.
Yep.
Why do y'all keep telling us this? LeBron was an All-American high school football player. Cool. Cool. Awesome. He was great in football as a high school player. He wasn't drafted in the first round. Y'all are sleeping on Kyler Murray. Sleeping, not as a quarterback, just as an athlete. No one thinks he's a good quarterback. Winfield drafted him in the NFL but didn't play college football. Top that. He's not current.
Who was the Heisman winner from Florida State?
Oh, Charlie Ward?
Yep.
Yeah, he wasn't drafted in the NFL, I don't think. If he was, it was late.
Well, was that because he went and played baseball?
No, basketball.
Basketball.
Well, they weren't going to let him play quarterback in the NFL, and so he chose basketball.
It was like an option QB. No, they didn't run an option in Florida State.
I don't think so. No, it was just, you know, there was that time in football. They didn't think he could play quarterback.
He was a former Rocket.
I see
he
that.
Was,
under
yeah.
Jeff Van Gundy. He was one of those Jeff Van Gundy, like, trusted point guards. Remember Van Gundy ran through, like, Charlie Ward, Mark Jackson? Like,
a bunch of former
39.
Knicks, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess he coached for the Rockets, too. It says on his Wikipedia.
Ward?
Yeah.
Is it assistant?
05-07.
I wonder if that was under Van Gundy?
Yeah.
That would have to have been, yeah.
Yeah.
Was he player assistant coach?
I don't think so, but.
No, it wouldn't be that. Would a flyer be counted in the fourth round? Dak went in the fourth. Did Jerry hit a home run with that one? Of course. Dak Prescott in the fourth round is a major hit. That's a giant home run. Mm-hmm. Giant home run. He's the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. He might not win playoff games, but the dude's pretty good. I like Dak. I think Dak's good. I think Dak gets a bad rap.
I like Dak too, to be honest with you. I think the Stafford comp was interesting that you made earlier. Like if they traded him and he goes somewhere else, like would he win immediately?
If Dak was the Houston Texan this year, what did they look like?
They win the Super Bowl.
I think so.
They're at least in the Super Bowl.
They're at least in the Super Bowl.
Like, yeah.
Dak on this offense, scary.
Yeah.
Dak's way better than Stroud. Way better than Stroud. I used to not say that. What a foolish thing for me to say that Stroud's in the same ballpark as Dak. Dak's way better. Way better.
Yeah.
Dak's good, man.
We were wrong.
Dak's good. CJ cut his hair. Did you see that he cut his hair?
I did.
I see that.
Yeah. Can we just bring Case back as a coach so that CJ has someone to talk to on the bench? If you do spend 5 minutes with Case Keenum, your life is better for it. The neighbor asked if Super Bowl was this weekend. I said, yeah, it's always 3 weeks after the Texans left game. It's messed up. It's not very nice. Jasper sent me a text here. I wanted to find. Oh, here we go. Dak would be like, wait a minute. You mean I would only have to score 20 points and get away with two interceptions and still get the W? Sign me up. He does have some nice weapons in Dallas, though.
He does. I wonder if
CD and Pickens are great.
Pickens is going to be very interesting on the open market if they can find a way to keep him.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're going to tag him.
I feel like that's not going to go well. I just feel like it's not going to be a popular decision.
This guy said that Burrow was drafted in the first round of the 89 draft. Oh, he was, number 29. We recant our ejection. Wikipedia has a number 26. It's a right-handed pitcher, Hamden High, California. Did he ever play? I don't know why it said second rounder on Wikipedia. His Wikipedia is wrong. All right, anyway, 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. Willabitz coming up next. You never know what you're going to get. You just know that it's going to be some great stuff, riveting stuff. You're going to love the stuff on Willabitz. It's Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2. You know what this weekend is, don't you? You already know what it is. It's football's biggest game. It's right around the corner. And you can get in on all the action with Underdog right now in Texas. Not on Underdog yet? No problem. You're in luck. Because the new customers score $75 in fantasy bonus entries when you make your first $5 fantasy entry on Underdog. And it's so easy playing on Underdog. Just head to the Underdog app, promo code KILLERB. Make picks on if a player will go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, receptions, and more. Get them all right. You can go up to 5,000 times your cash. There's new promos dropping daily, like the big reveal. The big reveal going on right now. You'll love the big reveal. I got a little discount for some of my best ball drafts. Best ball drafts are already going on for the 2026 season. Got a little boost builder here. 10% off for this one. 25% off for the next. In NBA, no sweat. Win or you get bonus funds back. That's a win-win. That's a win-win if I've ever seen one. So what are you waiting for? Get on Underdog right now. 50% NBA profit boost. 30% off an NHL profit boost. Who's scoring the goals tonight in the NHL? But the big game this weekend, that's what you want. It's what everybody wants. We understand. Yesterday, we were taking a look at some of these quarterbacks. How about rushing yards? No Zach Charbonnet. He's hurt. Kenneth Walker. He's at 74.5 right now. I think it's going up these last couple of days. You like the higher or the lower there? Stevenson? He's up to 15.5. That's higher than it was yesterday. You like the higher or the lower there? I believe in you, though. I believe that you know ball. I believe that you can get your picks right. And if you're going to make picks, Underdog is the place to do it. What are you waiting for? Download that Underdog app right now. Use promo code KILLERB to score $75 in fantasy bonus entries when you play your first $5 on fantasy. Promo code KILLERB, Underdog. Make picks, win money.
Must be 18 or older and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5.
You're back with Jeremy and Joe, and I honestly have no idea what's happening next. Could it be the next great food debate? Jeremy being a giant buzzkill? Joe trying to do math? Carry the one, Joe. Carry the one. Or maybe they'll recklessly label people as casuals. Let's find out. It's time for the Wheel of Bits.
Oh my goodness, would you look at this? What an enormous bit.
Let's hear some dumb questions at press conferences.
Yeah. We only did like four of our things today.
That's okay.
I didn't say it was bad, Joe.
We'll get some tomorrow.
I wasn't looking for your... your approval.
Fair.
It's just like, oh, we've only done four things today.
We had to talk about, what is it? What are the Astros saying now?
Rocket power.
Chase the fight.
Chase the fight.
We had to talk about Jeremy poisoning me with tacos.
Yep.
Chase the fight. How are you doing, by the way?
I'm fine.
You lost your keys.
I lost my keys, yeah.
Brian had tacos. I forget what the word is in Spanish. Y'all help me out. 713-780.
And I'm Mexico.
I'm only half Mexican.
Yeah, Jose Jorge.
Oh, Jose Jorge coming up Thursday.
Can't wait.
Thursday of February. What is the meat?
Este? Amor?
I know the meat in menudo is the inside of, it's the stomach lining of a cow. There's a word for it in Spanish, and I don't know what it is. I'm blanking. I asked Esme, too. Esme didn't know what it was. And Esme knows way more Spanish than I do. But that's the taco that Brian had today. It wasn't in menudo form. He just had the meat, the stomach lining. I was like, hey, Brian, you want this? I don't want it. And Brian's like, sure. And he took two bites, and it was gone.
It was delicious.
You liked it?
Yeah, it was good.
Panchita?
Maybe. It might be that.
Well, I'm looking at Wikipedia. I'm not sure if I say it correctly.
Would you Google?
Menudo?
That's meat in menudo?
That's just in the recipe.
Panchita.
It's on Wikipedia.
I think that's what it is.
Is that how you say it?
Panchita?
We're learning.
It's been a great
I'm not sure this is it.
Oh, well, never mind. Retracted.
What is panchita? Let's see.
It says little gut.
No,
little
I don't think that's it. The Google image of panchita is not that. Y'all help me out. What's the meat?
Beef.
713-780 spin. Tripa. Tripa. That's what it is.
That's the word I'm looking at.
Tripa. Tripa. I knew that. I was blanking on it.
I was about to go for it.
Yeah, let Joe take the first half.
So, tripa. I got a taco. I had some tacos today, and I gave Brian my tripa con huevos taco.
Okay.
What was the one you gave Sean?
I think, I don't know. I didn't know what that meat was. I think it was just pork. Really fine cut pork. I've never really seen that, though. And Sean liked it. He scarfed it down.
Yeah.
You liked your tripa con huevos?
I did. It was good.
There you go. Tripa. Tripe? Is it tripa or tripe? Tripe. I don't know how to say that word.
Jose Jorge?
What are my options?
Chicharrones. No, those aren't chicharrones. Chicharrones are the things you get. People that are on keto like chicharrones because they don't have any carbs. Yeah. The pieces of stomach are known as pancita. Okay. I don't know. Now I'm torn. Anyways, whatever. Willabits, back. Bad questions at press conference. Yesterday was that Super Bowl media day thing.
It was.
Which might be the stupidest thing that the NFL does.
Yes.
Might be the stupidest thing that
the NFL does.
So here's the first one. This might be the worst question I've ever heard, ever, given to a head coach of an NFL team. Vrabel handles it like a champ. I'm surprised he did because Vrabel's usually pretty, sarcastic, smart alecky to these reporters. Maybe the worst question of all time.
Is this a must-win game?
A must-win? Yeah, I think every time we go out, it is a must-win game. I mean, it's kind of the attitude that I've always taken in the National Football League.
There you go.
Okay. So, apparently, this is this guy's bit.
He does this all the time?
Apparently.
I didn't know that.
Which is great. That's a good bit.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh. Vrabel must have known.
Or just gave I'm not dealing with this kind of an answer.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think this is this guy's bit, which is very funny.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay, that makes it not as bad, but still not great.
No, it's not. But that's what happens at the media night.
So Drake May gets one that's pretty similar.
Are you and your team, are you planning to win this Sunday?
Are we planning to win? What else were you planning to do?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Did you hear her? She goes,
yes.
Yeah.
The first question's
yeah.
Yay, Texans!
I know what it sounded like.
I think, are you planning to win or playing to win, whichever she said.
She said planning.
Are you planning to win is the worst question than asking if it's a must win. I think must win is a better question. Because everyone's always planning to win, but not everything's always a must win. Now, the Super Bowl is a must win. But I think planning to win is the worst question. Also, it seems like not a bit, that one.
That was, she's like, yeah. And then the last one, Stefon Diggs, he was asked if he plans to retire.
Talk to me long term. Are you planning to come back next year no matter
what? Super Bowl?
No, yeah. To play in the NFL. And how many years you think you got left?
You know I'm under contract?
Yeah, but how long?
You got to do your research.
How long do you want to keep playing is my point.
Oh, that's your question.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm a rocket to the wheels.
I love it.
There you go. It's going to rock it till the wheels fall off.
That's why I don't understand why we have this thing. I don't get it. I don't get it. Did you go when it was here?
No.
Did
no.
it make you go to that?
No. No, 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 no.
I didn't go either.
Media Day is terrible. I don't know why they do it. They just get asked bad question after bad question. I'm still trying to figure out if this is Threepe or Pancetta.
You were thinking about that the entire time.
The entire time.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't care about the questions.
No, I got lost interest. This is way more fascinating. It depends. Like, people say that it's beef tripa in menudo. Because there's different. Tripa means the intestines of an animal, and it could be different animals.
Okay.
So tripa means the intestines, right? So sure. it could be a cow, it could be a pig, it could be chicken, whatever. That's what tripa is. But it says beef tripa. It is inside menudo.
So that's like.
So cow. maybe is a cow stomach part of the intestines?
But they're just saying it's cow intestines.
Would that count as the intestines? Would the cow stomach?
I think so.
Okay, well then that's beef tripa.
Not entirely
sure. And its synonym can be pancita. I think they're both passable.
Yeah.
I didn't know the Spanish word.
I didn't love Esme's response. She didn't sound super enthused
pancita.
For me.
Pancita.
When you said I was going to be eating menudo.
No, she said she doesn't like the pancita.
Yeah. I was hoping for like, oh, it's actually pretty good.
I call my son panzón. That means a little pot belly. Yeah. Pancita means stomach. Pancita, yeah, your pancita. This is my pancita. Muy grande, mi pancita. All of our pancitas are grande.
That's true.
Are both teams in the Super Bowl evenly matched? No.
Definitely not.
No.
Everyone is picking the Seahawks.
Everybody. I think the Seahawks are better. We haven't made picks yet. We'll do that. We have the fix coming up on Friday.
Thursday.
That's what I meant.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah. When are you going to try menudo?
I don't know. When are you going to bring it?
Oh, I have to bring it?
Or I guess we could... Wait till we're on a remote somewhere that has it?
Yeah, it's a better idea. Yeah. I'm going to do the Brian drink special drink bet thing.
We owe two of them. We owe Brian two drinks.
We?
You owe one, I owe one.
What do I owe one from?
The NFL bet.
What NFL bet?
The playoffs. I
got last?
Yeah, you got last.
And then I owe Brian. For the college football playoffs also.
Yeah, Brian won both of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Brian knows ball.
Yeah.
That's why we don't let him talk on the air. He makes us look stupid. Somebody asked if y'all play tennis yet. No, we're playing on February 17th. Oh, man, I'm going to be traveling the day before. I'm going to be tired.
Oh, excuses. I heard you talk about your wrist.
Laying the groundwork for the excuse.
Did I say that?
You're like, my wrist hurts today.
This ball did help.
That's good.
It wasn't as stiff when I woke up this morning.
Well, then why'd you leave it here?
Well, I'm not going to just do this all day at home. Who's this? What's this guy's name? We'll sneak in a call here. 713-780-3776. Talking food. Talking menudo. Talking tripas. Or pancita. Oh, Manny. Oh, yeah, Manny will know. 713-780-ESPN. Manny, you're in with Jeremy and Joe. What's up, Manny? Set us straight.
Hey, what's up, guys? I love the show. I'm just letting you know, you're talking about buche tacos. It is stomach, but it's pig stomach, not the cow stomach.
Oh.
Tacos de buche.
Okay. You get pig stomach then, Brian. Appreciate it, Manny. I knew Manny would know. I had faith
in
Manny.
Does it make you feel weird, like, after? Like, not knowing what you ate? Does it change it for you at all?
No, it was delicious, and I feel fine, son. I'm unbothered by it.
Okay.
No, Brian ate that like a champ, man. He didn't.
Had nice little spice to it. It was good.
Yeah, they
good tortilla.
I mean, that place, the place I picked them up, they can make a shoe taste good. Mm. Everything there is fantastic. I'd never heard of that taco. I'll be honest.
Are you gonna try it next time?
No, it's a popular Mexican dish featuring tenderized pork stomach. Hog maws, typically stewed until soft, then chopped and often fried until slightly crispy on the outside. I don't think those were fried, though.
No, they weren't fried. So you're not going to try it?
Oh, I took a bite.
Okay.
There was another one in
there. I was like, time out.
I didn't notice that.
No, there was two tacos.
Okay, all right.
There was two tacos de buche. I gave my other taco de buche to Brian. El Brian.
Wait, so you took a bite, decided you didn't want the second one.
Yes.
Okay.
And you're like, I'm going to give it away.
Didn't like it.
No, I didn't like it.
Okay.
I didn't like it. I actually ate the taco, but I took the pig stomach out.
Okay.
So I ate the taco. It didn't go to waste. But there is some, if you want it, there's still some in this bag. There's some leftover butcher meat.
No, not 3 hours later. I'll pass.
All right.
Don't leave that for Lance.
Thank you, though, Manny. Appreciate you setting us straight on that. I didn't know that. I never knew that was part of a taco. I knew about the menudo, but I didn't know that about the butcher taco. There you go. Brian liked it. If next time I get butcher, Brian, I'm giving it to you.
Sounds good.
El Tul. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Who's your junkie of the day? Junkie of the day, 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, 97.9 HD2. First, I got to tell you about the greatness that is Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. I love going out to Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. You have to do that soon. I'm going to have to talk them into getting some tennis courts. Maybe we can play our tennis match out there at Two Creeks Crossing Resort. They do have pickleball out there for you, though. Pickleball courts out at Two Creeks Crossing Resort. They love to take care of their customers, their visitors. Valentine's Day weekend coming up here in a couple of weeks. They have some live music, some food trucks out there. Mardi Gras and Gumbo Cook-Off, the 20th and the 21st. That sounds delicious. And then they're wrapping up February with Western Roundup Weekend. So 3 straight weeks of nonstop fun out at Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. Escape the whatever's causing you stress and anxiety. Get away from that and go out there to Two Creeks. Escape the city. Enjoy the relaxing great outdoors. They got the open green spaces for you. Wildlife you don't see in the city. Beautiful Mother Nature's as it was intended to be. Some of the best fishing in Texas, too. You got the Two Creeks that run alongside their property. Can't beat it. Hike on their 92 acres of property. Do some kayaking. Play on their pickleball courts. Or just hang out at Swampers. Have a cold one. It's only 90 minutes from Houston, too, so you can escape the city. Get out there to Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston in an hour and a half from the city. How can you beat that? Better than staying at the airport, traveling all across the state or the country multiple hours. You can find paradise in an hour and a half. And they got it all. Glamping, cabins, treehouse, the RV hookup spots. And a 40-20 discount going on through February. 40% off your stays, 20% off RV stays, which you got to take advantage of. So book your stay now, twocreekscrossingresort.com. That's twocreekscrossingresort.com.
Houston's independent voice for sports, ESPN 97.5. This crazy world is home to all kinds of junkies.
I got a junkie for a wife. Don't eat nothing.
Some worthless junkie.
We're adrenaline junkie.
Because I'm a news junkie. Okay, I'm a Twitter junkie.
An elephant that's a junkie.
But only one can be the junkie of the day.
You're acting like I'm some kind of speed junkie.
What loser will be the winner? Find out with Jeremy and Joe.
Shut the f*** up, junkie.
Who's your junkie of the day? 713-780-3776. Destination 2026 coming up at 6, and then at 7 o'clock, Brad Gilmore and that jobber Booker T. He can't even get called up to the main roster. He has to settle doing commentary for the minor league wrestling promotion. If he was any good, he'd do color commentary on Raw or SmackDown. Said he's at NXT or the up-and-comers. It's like AAA. He's in minor league broadcasting. Booker T.
Two-time Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Should be. He was carried by his brother and Sensational Sherry.
His brother only has one Hall of Fame.
Booker is too.
Yeah.
His name should be Jobber T. Cows have four stomachs. Okay. I didn't know that. It's the pancita for the jelly thick meat.
I don't like that sentence.
No, when you say it like
I
that.
I don't like that sentence.
When you say that, I'm out.
Yeah.
A cow has four chambers to the stomach. So does it depend on how do y'all know that a cow has four chambers to the stomach? Like, what do y'all do for a living? Like, how do
you
know
that?
Did you know that?
Yeah.
You know that?
Pretty well. I thought that was pretty well known.
That's well known?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I had no idea. Menudo is awesome for a Sunday morning hangover. Make sure Joe gets all the sides. Added extra pepper, says Blaine. Brought some lengua home for my wife once. You know what that is?
Nope.
You should try it.
I don't know.
Brian, would you try lengua?
Can you tell me about it first?
No, I'll tell you what it is afterwards. You just Googled it. It's tongue. Lengua's tongue.
I have had that. There was one day I went for tacos. I wanted barbacoa, and they were out. And so I was like, what's the closest thing, like, taste-wise? They said they told me, was it lengua? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Lengua. And so I tried it. Yeah,
lengua.
It was great.
Lengua. I can't remember. An octopus has three hearts. I knew that one, actually. Calories Alcaraz versus Candy Murray for our tennis matchup.
That's a good one.
That's a great
text
line.
Of the day.
All right, junkie of the day, 713-780-ESPN. Who do you have, Joe?
This is college football. What a mess this thing is. November 14th is week 11 next year. That is the mathematical halfway point now between week 1 and the college football title game. Because there's 30 days nearly between the quarterfinals next year and the national championship game. It's too much. What are we doing?
Yeah, the calendar's like, bad.
Spread out so much. The quarterfinals are on Wednesday, December 30th, and then Friday, January 1st. The championship game's not till the 25th.
It's rough.
And there's 2 weeks in between the semifinal games.
No
it's
good.
Way too spread out.
No way, no.
It's bad. Very bad.
It's a bad hombre. My junkie of the day, anybody who's saying that you can't find another quarterback?
My junkie of the day goes out to caller Keith.
I wasn't done talking.
Well, it felt like you were.
How long did I pause there, Joe?
I think you're on the right here, Brian.
Yeah.
So.
I'll concede. I had a pregnant pause there.
Well, do you have
I'll
another concede. One?
No, that was the only one. I was going to add on to why, but it's okay. I already did that earlier. I concede. I was wrong. I'm the loser.
Well, thank you. Thank you for conceding there. I'll give mine to caller Keith, who tried to tell us Kyler Murray was only making $20
million.
Yep. Oh, I thought you were going to play audio.
No.
We got a lot of pregnant pauses here. The last
we do. Easy decision, Keith wins.
That quickly?
Yeah, I'm not even thinking about it. It's Keith.
Alex says that he's the junkie of the day because he's still working.
That sucks. Sorry,
junkie?
Alex.
He also says, I love menudo and pozole. And I'm Mexican. Alex is Mexican.
And I'm Mexican.
I don't like pozole that much. It's too thick for me. The broth. Very thick.
Don't know what it is, so.
Not a huge fan.
But if you don't like it, I ain't trying it.
Brian will probably try it.
Yeah, why not?
Brian's a hoss.
I'm a gamer.
All right, so caller Keith's winning here.
Yeah.
Congratulations, caller Keith. You're the winner. Oh, I forgot these. Joshua Seabrook, Bay Area Motors on 146. He turned around into oncoming traffic. And then because of him, 146 is backed up. Pat Mahomes, senior for Junkie Today. Did he do something today?
I don't know.
I didn't see.
What did Patrick do?
I don't know. You have to let us know. Context next time, Junkie. Does it for us. Caller Keith, the winner. Thank you, Brian, for the hard work. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Jeremy. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston. Good night. Glenn Davis is coming up next, right now, on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 97.9 HD2.
We chase the fight.
ESPN 97.5.